Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at terrywilson3.com/freebook. That's terrywilson3.com/freebook, and you can choose from over 150,000 titles for your iPhone, your Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. You can get a free audiobook right now as a listener of DS Radio by going to terrywilson3.com/freebook.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents Radio, the show committed to help you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Have questions? Terry has answers. Call now, 800-673-1728. Terry's call center is open Monday through Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to answer all your financial, insurance, credit, and mortgage lending questions. Call now, 800-673-1728. He's a broker, consultant, speaker, and all-around nice guy. But right now, he wants to be your financial and business tour guide. Get ready to grow, protect, and enjoy with Terry Wilson.
And thank you, Bobby B, for that wonderful introduction. And thank you guys for allowing me some time off. I want to apologize for you guys that's sending me emails wanting to know if I'm still here, if I passed away, what's going on. I've literally been out of pocket for over a month and then been busy with the building our business at terrywilson3.com. Our call center biz opportunity has really just continued to explode. New reps are coming on, finding ways to work from home, and that's exciting. But also took some time off, so been out of pocket here. This is our first podcast back in literally over a month and a half. And if you haven't tuned into a podcast or heard one in a while, you're in for a treat today because we've brought on a co-host to help me with the show. She has been so gracious to agree to do this with me, and she's been one of our reps for a little over a couple months now, I believe. Josie, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And her name is Josie Gray, and she is just a lovely person. If you haven't spoken to Josie, I know a lot of my reps have dealt with her via email and maybe have heard her on a training. If you're listening to this podcast and you're one of our reps, you've heard her. She's one of the ones that have asked me the questions while I was answering in some of the webinars, but she's just started doing that, so many of you probably haven't heard her, but I just want to introduce her. And she is an insurance agent, and that's, I think, one of the ways we got connected, because you were looking at my system to promote your insurance business. And so, Josie, I just want to ask you, number one, how long have you been in the business?
I have been in the insurance business for over 10 years now. And yes, that is how we actually met, because I was following your emails. I've been doing that for some time, but never actually interacted with you. So here I am, as far as the ALT, your business, your structure, your system. I've been in that for 3 months, I believe. I actually haven't counted.
I couldn't remember exactly how long.
No, I'm sorry. It's been 4 months, four and a half.
Okay. Yeah, four and a half. So you're telling me my email marketing actually worked?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
So basically, I drift on you until you either said yes or go away. How about that?
That's exactly right. And I'm so glad I didn't say go away, because, you know, these would have turned out so much different. So, yeah, I'm glad you have that system set up like that. I love it.
Oh, well, that's just one of the part. We've got a system. It's our agent lead tool system that she was referring to. That's a dialing system. And it is wonderful for insurance agents because it allows you to auto dial in a legal and really effective way to get in front of more people. We call it our agent lead tool system. You can see it on my site at terrywilson3.com, but it comes along with a subscription to a data company that we work with, and you literally can filter out who you want to call, you know, their age, their income, all that stuff, and make sure they're not on the do not call list so you don't get in trouble. And, you know, We coach you and show you how to develop an effective script that will compel people to respond. That's basically how I've built my entire insurance agency over the last several years. So, Josie, what kind of insurance? I guess you sell everything. Is that correct? Tell me what you sell. Tell me what you like to sell. Describe your client to me.
Well, that's pretty true. I have the ability to sell from health insurance, life insurance, final expense, disability insurance, annuities, term life insurance, universal life, indexed universal life. It's pretty broad, but my favorites, I have two of them. One is whole life and the other one is term life, because I believe, you know, as you and I have talked before in the past, every type of insurance has a purpose and is really, what's the best word to use? Targeted for a specific age group.
That's yeah, so one size doesn't necessarily fit all.
Absolutely not.
So let me ask you something. If you've been out in the field a lot, which you have for the last 10 years, and probably run into a lot of people, maybe like I do, because we're in the Bible Belt, you know, down here in the Southeast. So a lot of people listen to Dave Ramsey. I'm sure you've heard of him, correct?
Oh, yes, I have.
So respond to Dave Ramsey when he's advocating only ever, never buy anything but term life. How do you respond to that?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because that was something that I had to overcome, like you said, again, in the Bible Belt some years ago. And I've been, I think through experience and trial and error, been able to learn how to diffuse that mindset. And the way that I've been able to do that is this. I've broken down to people the fact and the purpose of term life and how that it only lasts a certain term of time, or shall I say, it terminates after a certain term of time. And most times, many people think, oh, I got insurance. And that's great. But they don't think to check it and review it every, at least once a year, and consider or reconsider whether or not it's going to fit them for the long haul. Because let's be honest, most of us don't expect that we're going to die anytime soon. Right. So a term is usually only going to last at a maximum 30, 35 years, but what happens to you afterwards?
Right.
Especially if you don't have savings and you don't have any type of investment, and then, God forbid, if your health starts to fail you and you don't have permanent coverage. So I've been able to talk to people about the value of what Dave Ramsey is teaching, yet coming from a different point of view and helping them to think, you know what, I never thought of that. So that's kind of what I've used that has been very instrumental and beneficial for me in assisting people to realize that, especially when they're 50 and older, they really need something that's going to be there.
Right, right. Well, the whole thing is too, I mean, you know probably more than I do in this area, but say you're dealing with a senior citizen, someone over 65.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of a term product out there that they could buy. I mean, is there a carrier out there that you know of that would offer a 65-year-old plus person a term life product at all?
I have found a couple, but they will only give you a 10-year product.
I see.
But again, we come back to what happens if you outlive that 10-year product? Most of us want to. But what happens to your family when you don't have that coverage in place now for the long haul?
Right, right. So, yeah, so there's a couple out there. And then if you find them, they're only 10 years. The ones I do believe I know of one carrier now that you mention it. And it seems like the rates are just as high, if not higher, than a whole life.
Absolutely.
there's no advantage there. And you're sort of renting your insurance rather than owning it. So,
that's exactly right.
So I get that, you know. And the other thing I have found when I run into clients that, you know, because I'm a huge Dave Ramsey fan, by the way, guys, and you guys know I give away. Matter of fact, anyone that posts a comment on this thread, I will send out a free book by Dave Ramsey, not an audio book, but actually a free physical book. It's called the Money Answer Book. It's a little small pocket book, just a post a comment down in below this section, and I'll connect with you. We'll get your physical address, and I'll get one out in the mail to you just for interacting with us online. And so I'm a fan of Dave Ramsey gives his stuff out, but I think a lot of times what happens to people too is they only hear half of what he's saying, you know, because right. his advice is not new. He's actually getting it from A.O. Williams. Is it A.O. Williams or A.L. Williams? I never can remember.
A.L.
Williams. Thank you.
That's correct.
But the old cliche, and you've probably heard it, buy term and do what?
Invest the difference.
And invest the difference. But most people don't invest the difference. They just, all they hear is that first part. You know, I'm going to take, oh, this term product is $80 a month cheaper than its whole life counterpart. I'm going to take the $80 savings and just buy, because Dave says only buy term. But what it, the $80 went into Big Macs or whatever else, you know, cell phone mm-hmm. bills, and you don't quote unquote invest the rest. So what happens at the end of that 20, 30 year term, you're without insurance, and God forbid if you're in a position age-wise or health-wise, you can't get insurance at that point, and you still have liabilities, which I unfortunately run into more of that than I run into people. Hey, my term life went out, but I'm okay because I've got $40,000 in the bank saved.
Exactly.
You rarely run into that client. You know, it's always the one before that. So, you know, that's some great advice there, Josie, the whole term versus whole life. I mean, you know, for a lot of people, yeah, term might be the right thing, but always consider, you know, the what if, because that's what insurance is all about anyway, is insuring, mm-hmm. you know, your risk that you don't know about, right?
That's exactly right. And let me say this also, Terry, I am a strong advocate of term. But as I was saying earlier, each type of insurance has a specific purpose. And believe it or not, I started with the company that spun off from A.L. Williams.
Oh, okay.
Don't get me wrong. I'm still contracted with them.
So
I'm against term. And I don't want anyone to think that, but a lot of people don't know the purpose of term insurance. It was originally designed to protect your mortgage.
Right,
your
mortgage income. Protection.
When,
right.
Exactly. When you pass away, that income passes away with you. Your family is left without that income, and then they're trying to scrape, sometimes unfortunately, beg and borrow, or a wife who may have been a stay-at-home mom now has to try to get a job, and she may not have necessarily had any schooling, she may not have had any type of technical training, it can put, or vice versa, same thing for the husband, because, you know, nowadays we have women who are pretty much the main breadwinner. It doesn't matter, you know, but the point is, many times, because we don't have that ability to go out and then earn income, being the person who's left with the family, with the bills, with the mortgage, with the children, with the college, that's what term was designed for. And the beautiful thing about it is, again, it's designed to cover your mortgage and to cover your income when that income is gone. It right. plays a very important part, especially when you're younger or you're getting married, you're middle aged. It has a very important part. So I don't want to make anyone think I'm against term. I was a term seller, still sell it. But again, you know, it's just putting everything in its proper perspective and getting the right thing for the right thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there's a difference between a radio personality, okay, that comes from a real estate background. That in radio, they teach it in broadcasting, because I read books on this because I'm trying to attempt it myself, is you try to keep things as simple and as straightforward as possible. And it's easier. It's easier in radio and all that just to say, only buy this, you know, mm-hmm. because if you listen to talk radio, whether it be in financial, whether it be in sports, whether it be in politics, there's one common denominator. It's this is right and that one's wrong. And then they spend 30 minutes talking about it, right? Whether it be sports, politics, you know. So that's, and it's part of the show. But if you'll ever listen to the legal stuff at the back end of Dave's show, even it says the following content was just for opinion only, you know, consult, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's sort of like their, as we call it, their CYA statement. And, you know, don't blame us if some of this advice didn't work. And so there's a difference between listening to a radio show and then talking to someone like Josie, who is a licensed, credentialed agent that is regulated by state and federal laws to have fiduciary responsibilities that says that they have to give you the whole counsel. They can't just throw out blanket statements only by this or only by that, because that might not be the right thing for you. So if you want to connect with Josie on any of your insurance products, she can help you. She's in our call center, is able to take calls. She's a favorite rep of mine. Of course, my number, Bobby gave it out at the beginning of the show, 800-673-1728. That's 800-673-1728. You can dial extension 120 and speak to Josie. Of course, you can also email her at josie@terrywilson3.com. That's josie@terrywilson3.com and connect. Now, Josie, you've been in insurance for quite a while, like, you know, longer than I have. I've only been in it to 5-6 years now.
Shut the front door. I don't know.
Hey, this is a family show. Be careful now.
Oh, no. Now, you know I wouldn't say that.
I know. I'm messing with you. But, you know, I've been in business a long time, but just gotten in. You know, the reason I fell into this business, because a pastor friend of mine, Pastor Tom Elkins, you know, knew that we had lost our business, and I was needing a gig. I was needing something to do, and knew as a salesperson, he was a marketer, and he was working with Western and Southern Life Insurance at the time, and recruited me into that. And they were wonderful people. It was sort of old school debit company is where they come from, and have nothing but love for that organization. You know, because to me, it was a tool that God used to get me into a whole new industry. So I got into it for about a year. And then, you know, I could tell right away that my marketing and my sales and my ability to do several things that I wanted to do in some of the same methodologies I used to grow my music business was not going to be able to do at Western Southern, just because they're sort of old school. This is the way we do business. It's knee to knee, face to face, no over the telephone sales at all. No internet marketing. Now, they might do some now. I don't know. And some, I might be speaking out of school. They might have changed everything. But at the time, it was, you know, it was sort of cold calling, knee to knee, face to face, old school stuff. And I knew that my skills in marketing online and stuff would not be able to be effectively used there. So I went out on my own and became an independent agent, and then got my ability to broker. And it's had its ups and its downs. But Josie, I was going to ask you, if anyone was new into the insurance business, what would what advice would you give them to help them get in front of more people, maybe have a sustainable business? Because it's a tough biz. Insurance sales is a tough gig, but if you learn how to do it, it can be very, very rewarding, because you're helping a lot of people, and it can be very, very profitable. So, but what advice would you give the newbies out there that are just getting into this this new business?
Well, Terry, that's really a great point and a great question, because when I started out, I must say it was very challenging, because we had to go and talk to family and friends, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But at some point, when you're going through the industry and going through your career, if you stick and stay, you keep going to those same people. After a while, you're losing clientele.
Oh, absolutely. So to speak.
They're going to either stay with you on one product, and you're also going to lose your their sense of confidence in you, because you're jumping from product to product. And you don't want to do that. You're jumping from company to company. You don't want to do that. One thing that I would recommend more than anything that we did not have back then, which is why I got connected to you, and that is a tool. That tool will help you to locate clients, look for people who are looking for what you have to offer, whether it's whole life, whether it's term, regardless of what it is, whether it's annuities. Get yourself a good, solid, proven tool that can help you locate the types of clientele that you're looking for. And that takes me back to another question that you asked me earlier, and I apologize, I didn't answer it. You asked me, what was my ideal client? An ideal client is the person who knows that insurance is important to their family, and are willing to make sure that their family is taken care of when that time comes and they transcend to the other side. And one thing I can tie that into talking to and encouraging new agents is this. Make sure you believe in what you're doing you are a product of the product. Right. Because it's hard to sell something that you don't have. Hard to talk about the importance of something that you don't own. You have to be a believer in what you're doing, not just to make money, not just to take care of your family. But if you have a servant's mentality and you want to serve your community, you want to serve family members and people in your church or you know, in different organizations, community organizations, whatever your environment is that you're working in, you want to have a servant's mentality and a servanthood spirit. Because if you don't have that type of spirit, you're not going to empathize with those people in that situation and then have, it's almost like an innate ability to be able to respond to them, to give them what they need, to kind of push them over the edge when they're kind of deliberating or deciding or indecisive of, do I do this? Do I wait? But when they really see, people don't care what you know. They care how much, they want to know how much you care.
Right.
And when they can see how much you care, first, they want to like you. They want to be able to feel like they're comfortable in making that decision because you're confident in what you're saying to them. So study your craft. And I know I'm giving a lot of quick nuggets, but study your craft. Believe in yourself. Believe in the product by being a product of the product. Have a servant's mentality and get yourself a tool. In a nutshell, a great resource. I think that's pretty much the answer.
Absolutely. I love, you can't sell what you don't have, you know, and so I don't care if you're selling insurance, you're selling real estate, mortgage lending, pills, thrills, potions, and lotions, as I like to call it. Mm-hmm. If you don't believe in it, then you're lying to yourself and the people around you, right?
You
people ask me all the time, how do I do this? I said, because I use what I sell and I believe in what I sell. And if I don't use it and I don't believe in it, I don't sell it because I just can't, you know, everything that I offer on my website is a product, good or service that I have used or recommend. And that's just the way, and you're exactly right. And the one thing about the various products, goods, and services in the insurance world and any other world, one size doesn't fit all. And there's a value proposition that a consultant, a producer, an agent, a specialist is going to be able to offer. And I know a lot of my listeners are entrepreneurs themselves, they're agents themselves, they're consultants themselves. You have got to get your value proposition out there in front of your clients. It's got to be real to you. You can hear it in the way Josie's speaking. She's been in this for 10 years. She's seen the ins, the outs. She knows the pros and the cons of the different products. And she's just not going to listen. I was tempted early on of just selling one type of product because that was sort of the mainstream mindset of a lot of the audience I was talking to because of radio personalities like Dave Ramsey, not criticizing anything. But I really started getting convicted and sort of feeling like, you know, is that the right thing? You know, that attitude to take, you'd always do this. In some of the cases that now I was a huge advocate of the product that he was pushing as well, but it did not fit every client, you know. And so, that's good stuff. You gave us a lot of good information today, Josie. And I look so forward to working with you these coming months and producing these podcasts. I think it's going to be fun. Listen, guys, we are producing this one on, what is today's date? It's March or June. What are we in? June 4th. June 4th. I don't know. I mean, I've been on vacation for a month and a half. I don't even know where I'm at. And I want to tell you, talking about insurance, we're in the Curacao Islands, and we're out on the desert there in Curacao, and I'm on a four-wheeler, and I'm just cutting up, acting up with the group of people that we were on this excursion with, and all of a sudden, the road changed on me, under me, and the fact that there was a gully that I didn't see, and I was trying to make a turn, and I literally flipped my four-wheeler that I was on, my ATV, and I went flying off of that thing, probably going, 30 miles an hour, ended up in I don't want to say, it's not a porcupine. What do you call those things in a desert that's got all the sticky stuff on it?
Cactus?
I was in a cactus bush. And they were pulling needles and thorns and stuff. I am still to this day, I'm sitting here on this show pulling out thorns in my hand right now that's splintered like that. I can't, you know, my poor wife was behind me. She started crying because she thought that she'd seen her husband just bite the big one, you know, because it was a nasty accident. And the first thing I thought about going through the air is like, did I pay that premium before we left?
Wow.
You know, so you never know. You never know. terrible. So I am still pulling these needles and stuff out. My hands all tore up. I mean, it's just gashed and stuff. So it's nasty. But, you know, you live and you learn. At least you hope you do. And listen, I've said this in many podcasts and in many shows that I've done, but you know, earners are learners. And if you want to learn more or earn more, you got to learn more. And we offer free audiobooks from your favorite authors here at TerryWilson3.com. All you have to do is go to TerryWilson3.com/freebook. And you can get a free audiobook from just about any major author out there, from Christian authors like Joel Osteen and T.D. Jakes and all of these folks, all the way over to business people like Robert Kiyosaki and anything in between, you know, so they're all out there. But I really believe, you know, you don't just go to the next level, but you grow to the next level. And, you know, you are the sum total of the five most people that you hang around mostly. And today, you've been hanging around Josie Gray and Terry Wilson. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.